On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Welcome back. Questions without notice. JJ, I wanted to ask you about the Commonwealth Games and whether Melbourne should host the 2026 edition. The reason I ask you this,
exactly
20 years after 2006, is we in Melbourne have emerged as a likely host. The Victorian government, according to this story by Roy Masters in the Sydney Morning Herald, has been approached by a desperate Commonwealth Games Federation faced with the embarrassment of no other city in its community of more than 50 nations willing to bid for host city status. Now, Durban, they were supposed to host this year. They were stripped. They missed deadlines and there were financial problems. So that's why we've got Birmingham stepping up in 2022, but that has left a void for 2026. But with everything happening with COVID and, committing to major events during a pandemic and the difficulty with that, we can understand, there is no one at the moment stepping up to host the 2026 Commonwealth Games. Now, this provides a wider question around where the Commonwealth Games as an event sits in our sporting landscape and as a faded force, if you like. We've got the 2032 Summer Olympics in Brisbane, of course. So as far as support from the AOC, the Australian Olympic Committee, Roy Masters is speculating that perhaps this Commonwealth Games in Australia would be an ideal lead-in. And Melbourne, as I said off the top, having hosted in 06, does have a lot of the facilities and could turn something around in short notice.
That's the key, Sam. I would say, provided we don't have to build any infrastructure and we can basically host it as is, yeah, why not?
No more money spent on that stuff and we can name our
terms.
That's
right. Melbourne claims to be the sporting capital of the world. We've had a couple of years of basically no sport. Yeah, I'd love to see it. There's some world-class athletes. What is the knock on the Commonwealth Games? That it's not an actual world-class event? Is that the knock?
I don't know. I just know that anecdotally speaking to people, my own interest, I don't have the same sort of passion for it, if you like, that I did. I don't know why that is.
Well, I think the obvious answer in my mind would be that, yes, in some events you've got world-class athletes, but for the most part, you don't actually have world-class competition because you've only got, as you said, 50-odd nations. So,
but it was still big. It was still big back in the day.
Yeah, it was.
I think individual sporting leagues and competitions now do such an amazing job. They've got their respective World Cups. You know, we follow them all closely. I think that's diluted. And also, the Olympic Games were amazing in Tokyo.
Amazing.
I think they exceeded expectations, to be honest.
You will not find a bigger advocate and a bigger lover of the Olympics than me. Were we enamored with the Commonwealth Games because we didn't have much else on our plate back 10, 14, 18 years ago? Is that what it was?
Maybe, but we've been starved, haven't we, of sport, live sport. So perhaps if, you know, money is a factor, but with them coming to us and such is their desperation, we've got the facilities already. If we can do it in a cost-efficient way, then I think people would get around it.
Yeah, I'd go to a few events, no doubt.
Off the text, we are already in massive debt, so surely we don't do this.
Oh, everyone is. Who is? I'm in debt. Well, you're probably not in debt, but most of us are in debt.
Comm Games don't make any money to host nations, so no one wants to host it, says AG. So anyway, it's up for grabs anyway in 2026, and Melbourne has been approached.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hamish Hartlett, one of your old crosstown rivals over there in Adelaide, do you reckon he's happy to hear that the AFL's cracking down on the duckers out there?
Well, I wouldn't think so.
He is. He's absolutely delighted that the AFL's cracking down
on him. Well, he's upset that something bad has happened to him and now he's voiced his concerns and voiced them with a fair bit of vigour over on our sister station, SENSA.
He did that yesterday on SENSA Breakfast.
I cannot stand it when people duck.
It is an art form.
Irritates me beyond belief.
Joel Selwood's got away with it for about 15 years.
Mate, when they drop the knees and they raise the arm to try and draw a high free kick, it pisses me off beyond anything you can imagine. And there's several players, and you've just mentioned one, absolute star of the comp for so long, don't get me wrong. You know, that exact incident cost us a elimination final against West Coast Eagles a few years ago.
Hammer's starting to sweat here.
Luke Shuey, who I get along with well outside of off field. Jared Pollock just grazed him across his shoulder as he dropped his knees and his legs. Of course, this is an elimination final. But no, I'm very glad that they're going to clamp down on that rule in particular. It's been an absolute shambles, that rule, for a couple of years, the holding the ball rule. There's too many elements to it.
There you go, Hamish Hartlett, not exactly holding back, which is good. It's what we want.
Oof, I tell you what, they're a different breed in Adelaide, Sam. I think he is from West Adelaide, but yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's time hasn't healed any wounds, has it, over the old Jared Pollock and Luke Shuey situation.
Jeez, he had a crack at your old captain down there at the Cattery as well.
He did. He gave Joel a little clip. It's a shame. Joel's actually gets so many people just regard him for the ducker and, you know, the player who gets so many free kicks. He's the one who mastered it first. There's about 40 others who are pretty good at it as well.
It's a skill, but you do wonder whether this will be flavour of the month come, March, April, and then whether it's just
strong stuff from the hammer.
Oh, was it ever? The hammer. I want to ask you one more before I hand over to you. The four winners of the upcoming divisional round matches in the NFL, please. As I know people
Well, sorry, I'm only trying to get listeners onto the podcast, and you're going to make me give away my good stuff here on SEN Breakfast.
Okay, well, we'll forget that then.
Joking, Sam. Tune into the field if you want to hear the ins and outs of the NFL matches. Stop shaking your head. Titans, Bengals. I'm a Bengal. I'm a Cincinnati Bengal, so the Bengals will win that one. Packers, 49ers. I found the 49ers last week, but I think the Packers will win. They had the week off last week. Chiefs and Bills, unmissable even for a man who's not super interested in the NFL like you, Sam. You can't miss Chiefs, Bills. Kansas City will win. And I've got the Rams ending Tom Brady's season. Aww. There you go. You heard it here first.
No, may that season live on.
I wouldn't think. Surely you've got Tom Brady fatigue.
Nah, it's a good story. I want him to...
it's a good story.
It's a great story.
Been going for 22 years.
Oh, so great stories do. They just keep going.
Nah, I've had enough. Hey, what about Robbie McEwen, your man in the cycling world? He's lashed, and I mean lashed, SBS after he was relieved of his duty.
He was.
Now, sour grapes, does he make valid points? Was it a wise thing to do for his next line of employment? Where do you land on all of this?
I think he makes some very valid points. In fact, he did an interview with Sophie Smith in The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. He said, "I want them to feel the wrath of the viewers." And he's referring to SBS, the publicly funded broadcaster, of course. 6 years, contract up. SBS just simply released a statement saying, "We're going in a different direction." Robbie says he hasn't been given an explanation for it. And we spoke about this yesterday. There was a bit of thought that maybe it was down to budgetary reasons. Robbie says that certainly is not the case, or at least that wasn't discussed with him. He said he would have taken a cut if that's what was needed to get him across the line. He said that was never in the discussion. He's enormously popular with viewers. He's a 12-time stage winner of the Tour de France. He won 3 green jerseys there and won stages all across the world. One of our most successful sprinters on the bike. And he was very good in the commentary box. He could take us inside what the cycle...
Obviously not good enough, Sam.
So the fact no explanation's been given is curious to say the least. And he's not too happy about it. But he's got, as we said yesterday, plenty of support. So maybe some sour grapes, but some justified sour grapes, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, what about new Collingwood president Jeff Brown. He's outlined his new...
Is that an intentional faux pas?
He's outlined
That's a bit cheeky from you.
Aspirations for the Pies.
He's his own man, JJ. He did. Let's have a listen.
It was a slip up.
We are a big club as it is, but I want to make us an absolutely bigger club. I want to be able to be the most envied club in the AFL.
Ah, fair enough. But they're all words at the moment, and good on him.
A big club. I want to make us bigger. Geez, I'm inspired.
Come on, JJ. That's enough from you. We'll take a break.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.